平安。
小宝弟兄姊妹，
我们开始先来读，两处两章圣经哈。
First, we'll read two chapters of the Bible.
我先用中文念诗篇哈，42篇，然后弟兄念43篇。
Brother will first read Psalm 42, and I will read Psalm 43.
诗篇四十二篇，我们不用翻译了。诗篇四十二篇，可拉后裔的训诲诗，交与领导。神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。我的心可想神，就是永生神。我几时得朝见神呢？我昼夜以眼泪当饮食，人不住地对我说，你的神在哪里呢？我从前与众人同往，用欢呼称赞的声音领他们到神的殿里，大家守节。我追想这些事，我的心极其悲伤。我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因他笑脸帮助我，我还要称赞他。我的神啊，我的心在我里面忧闷，所以我从约旦地，从黑门岭，从米撒山纪念你。你的瀑布发声，深渊就与深渊响应，你的波浪轰涛漫过我身。白昼耶和华必向我施慈爱，黑夜我要歌颂祷告，是我生命的神。我要对神我的磐石说，你为何忘记我呢？我为何因仇敌的欺压时常哀痛呢？我的敌人辱骂我，好像打碎我的骨头，不住地对我说，你的神啊在哪里呢？我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因我还要称赞他，他是我脸上的光荣，是我的神。
Brothers, read Psalm 42. Psalm 43, prayer for deliverance. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my case against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For you are the God of my strength, why have you rejected me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Well, send out your light and your truth.Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling places. Then I will go to the altar of God, and to God my exceeding joy. And upon the lyre I shall praise you, O God, my God. Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why are you disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, for help with my confidence, O my God. Let's have another word of prayer.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神，已经照亮我们的心里，让我们得知神的荣光已经显在耶稣基督的面上。当我们看见神面上的荣光的时候，我们下垂的手、发酸的腿就得以坚挺，能够来走这条主的道路。
When we see the light of his face and our weary legs will be strengthened to walk the path he has set before us.
求主开我们里面的心，让我们真是明白你的心意、你的话语。
May you open up the ears of our heart that we may understand.Your will and your words.
好，我们能够来走这条主的道路。
We may walk the path of the Lord.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Your prayer, we pray, Lord Jesus, holy precious
name. Amen. 这个诗篇四十二篇四十到四十九篇是可拉后裔的训诲诗。
Psalms 42 to 49 are songs of the sons of Korah.
在那个大卫的这个注释里面，他讲到是那个 for 啊，是为着。
The in the Darby translation notes, it says these hymns were written for the sons of Korah.
那意思是别人写的诗呢，然后来交给这个可拉的后裔来唱。
Which means that these songs were written and were then written by someone else and then passed to the sons of Korah to be sung. Right.
可拉党这个事情呢，记载在民数记十六章里头。
And the story of Korah.Is recorded in book Numbers.
民数记十六章三十一到三十三节。
Numbers chapter 16, verse 31 to 33.
摩西刚说完了这一切话，他们脚下的地就开了口。
As he, Moses finished speaking all these words, the ground that was under them split open.
把他们和他们的家眷，第一切属可拉的人丁财物都吞下去。
And the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up, and their households, and all the men who belonged to Korah and their possessions.
这样，他们和一切属他们的都活活的坠落阴间，地口在他们上头造就合璧，他们就从会中灭亡。
So they and all that belonged to them went down alive to Sheol, and the earth closed over them, and they perished from the midst of the assembly.
那么，圣经里头没有。特别的记载说这些可拉后裔是怎么样存留的哈。
And the Bible doesn't record exactly how the sons of Korah survived this event.
但相信这一定是蒙了神极大的恩典和怜悯。
But it must have been through the exceeding mercy and grace of the Lord.
这一批渔民呢，他们能够来切记他们的先祖的教训。
And these remnants have.Gratefully recall the lesson of their forefathers.
他们全心的奉献主，专注在这个诗歌的服事上头。
And they wholly dedicated themselves to this act of worship and singing in the house of God.
也唯有经过这些一般特殊的经历的这一般人呢，才能够从心里面的深处涌出这个赞美和敬拜的诗歌。
And only those that have gone through this particular circumstance can wholeheartedly sing of these events.
那么神本性，他一切的丰富都有形有体的在居住在基督里面，从他里面的深处，他来呼唤，让人心里面能够的深处里面能够有回应。
For in Christ, all of the fullness of Godhead is pleased to dwell.From the secret depth of his heart to the depth of a man to respond to the Lord's calling.
So, 我们也像火中抽出来的一根柴，蒙了神特别的怜悯。
So, we ourselves are also like a brand plucked from the fire, and having received this special grace,
即便在百般的困境和难处里头，也能够从里面的深处来回应主的呼唤。
And even in extreme circumstances of hardship, we are also able to respond to the calling from the depth of His heart.
深渊以深渊的响应，这是我今天的负担，今天所要交通的。
So this deep calleth unto the deep. This is the burden that our brother will be sharing today.
那么上回我交通到的是，我们是地上。一批的安静的人。
Last time, our brother shared, he said, we also be like the quiet in the land.
那么圣经中有许多的教导。
And so the Bible has various teachings.
像在帖撒罗尼迦前书四章十一节里面。
As in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 11.
又要立志做安静人，办自己的事，亲手做工，正如我们从前所吩咐你们的。
It says, and to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life and attend to your own business and work with your hands, just as we commended you.
像帖撒罗尼迦后书三章十二节
and 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 12.
我们靠主耶稣基督吩咐劝诫这样的人要安静做工， 吃自己的饭。
Now such persons we command and exhort in the Lord Jesus Christ to work in quiet fashion and eat their own bread.
提摩太前书二章二节。
First Timothy chapter 2 verse 2。
为君王和一切在位的也该如此，使我们可以敬虔端正，平安无事的度日。
For kings and all who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity.
提摩太后书一章七节。
Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 7。
因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，而是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline.
那个谨守的心，刚翻译是 discipline 或者是 quiet 啊，就是安静的。
And so this last verse that we read, when it says, "But of power and love and discipline," the word discipline is also sometimes translated quiet.
然后在诗篇四十二篇、四十三篇里面，我们看到。
In Psalms chapter 42 and 43, we can see,
当人独处的时候，我们的心思总是围绕着自己。
When a person is alone, their mind is often focused on themselves.
里面没有平安。
There's no peace within their heart.
不得安宁。
And there's no quietness in them.
神也借着这样的时候呢，他借着各样的环境、人事，挑起我们内心的深处。
And God in these hours will raise the circumstances to stir up from deep within us.
把我们从对自己的怜惜引到神的面光中。
And to lead us out of the depths of self-pity and to gaze upon the glory of His face.
这两篇诗呢，可以看到这个作诗的人他在信心和绝望之间的挣扎。
So in these two chapters of the Psalms, we see the hymn writer struggling between faith and depression.
他经过三个阶段，直到得胜和安息。
He passes through three stages until he reaches victory and peace within.
在短短的十六节这些经文里面，我们来看一些数据哈，这些非常有意思哈。
Alright, so in these short 16 verses, let us consider a few statistics on the words that are very interesting for us to consider.
他十一次，他在困惑的质疑为什么神没有一些作为。
11 times he questioned God in doubt, and asking why God didn't do something about his situation.
他22次提到神。
22 times he mentioned God.
他提到至高的神，或者是唯一的真神。
He uses terms for God as the Almighty or as the one true God.
或者是用到耶和华。
And he used also the term Jehovah.
耶和华只用到一次，在第八节，第四十二章第八节里头。
And that is only used once in chapter 42, verse 8.
那么有五十次呢，他以第一人称到他自己。
And 50 times he mentions himself in the first person using the various words.
英文里面就是 I, me, my, mine 是不同的称到他自己。
And so these words are I, me, my, or mine. And it's you see that as a very personal song.
Yeah, 这是一非常切身的提到他自己。
It's very personal, describing himself.
那么第一个阶段，我们看四十二章第一节到第五节。
So the first section we will consider Psalm 42 verses 1 through 5.
这边是讲到他如何的渴慕神。
And this speaks of how the hymn author truly desires or longs for the Lord.
这边讲到神啊，我的心切慕你，如切鹿切慕溪水。
It reads, As the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants for you, O God.
当作诗人看见这个口渴的鹿呢，他喘着气，他在寻找水喝的时候，激起他里面对神的渴慕，寻求主的心。
So as the hymn writer saw a deer panting for water to drink, it was stirred up in his heart to desire or long after the Lord and to seek after God.
第三节, 我昼夜以眼泪当饮食。
Verse 3 begins, my tears have been my food day and night.
这边讲到父, 那么前面讲到, 他喘着气, 这边就是三件, 重要的事情, 我们生命里面, 空气, 水, 和食物, 这三样是我们里面的, 生命的一些要素。
And so in these two verses, we see the hymn writer mentioned air as breathing, water to drink, and bread or food to eat. These are the three basic essentials of life.
对于属神的人来说呢, 敬拜神是我们生命中更加重要的事情。
And so those belonging to God, worship is one of the most important things in our daily life.
第二节, 我的心可想神, 就是永生神, 我几时得朝见神呢?
My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?
那么中文里面, 朝见神呢, 那英文里面用到两个字。
So,
yeah, 朝见神啊, 它英文呢用到两个字是 come and appear, 就是能够来看见神。 或者是讲到 appear的话, 讲到被神所看见。
So some English translations use two words to describe what the Chinese translation only mentioned as one word. It says, come to see God, or appear to be seen by God.
我们不光是来到神面前, 心里面却被许多其他的事情所缠累。
So when we come to see the Lord, our hearts often are tangled with worldly things.
那我年轻记得我刚信主的时候呢, 在佛饼里面, 唱诗的时候呢, 我们特别听到一位弟兄啊, 他那个唱的声音特别的, 响亮。
And so I remember when I was a young believer, during communion service, there was a brother who used to sing very loudly all of the hymns.
我里面的灵呢也被激动,
and in myself, my spirit was moved.
我才, 体会到 什么样是用心灵和诚实来敬拜神。
And I realized what it meant to worship God in spirit and in truth.
我们聚会不光是来满足我们自己。
That when we gather to meet, it is not just to satisfy ourselves.
让我们更能够影响到我们周围的人。
Or we can impact those that are around us.
我们一起来经历来体会,
let us together experience what it means for God's heart to be pleased and satisfied.
而神他的心意呢, 是全然地关乎他的,
And God's will is entirely focused upon His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
第四节, 我从前与众人同往, 用欢呼称赞的声音, 引他们到神的殿里, 大家守节, 我追想这些事, 我的心极其悲伤。
Verse 4, these things I remember, and I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go along with the throng, and lead them in procession to the house of God, with the voice of joy and thanksgiving, the multitude keeping festival.
难怪呢，这里做事的人，他回想到和弟兄们一起来敬拜神的时候，他里面得着喜乐和满足。
It is no wonder that when the writer recalls worshiping with the brothers and sisters, that his heart was filled with contentment and joy.
我们知道一根柴它烧不旺啊，如果有一堆柴摆在一起的时候，那才有那个温度啊。
We know that if you have a single branch that is lit on fire, it does not produce very much heat. But only a bundle of branches, when set on fire, will we feel the warmth.
当, 做事的人感觉到他失去这些的时候呢, 他情不自禁, 悲由终身。
And when the hymn writer considered that he has lost all of these things, cannot help but feel the sorrow that arises from within him.
第五节, 我的心啊, 你为何忧闷, 为何在我里面烦躁, 应当仰望神，因他笑脸帮助我，我还要称赞他。
Verse 5. Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him for the help of his presence.
当受到逼迫或难处的时候，做事的人他不怨天尤人。
When trouble or affliction came, the writer did not complain about his oppressors or accusers.
他反扪心自问，自己审查内心的深处。
But he examined deep down in his own heart.
这第一阶段里面提到神的时候呢，他总是以旁人的身份啊，第三个人称的身份来称呼。
So in these first verses, the writer calls God in the third person.
四十二篇他的第五节和十一节，和四十三篇的第五节，可以说是一个诗里面的副歌哈。
So in these two chapters, we see Psalm 42, verse 5, and verse 11, and Psalm 43, verse 5, we consider these verses to be a refrain.
那么第二个阶段呢，四十二篇，六到十一节。
The second section, Psalm 42, verses 6 through 11.
这里面提到他如何的回想神。
Speaks of how the hymn writer remembers the Lord.
他从里面的干渴呢，到大水的漫漠。
And from drought within himself to the great overflowing of water.
时常我们觉得自己是主动的来向神呼求。
Oftentimes we think that we are the ones who initiate an action to call upon the Lord.
岂不知乃是神看见我们的软弱，兴起环境，把我们能够带回到神的面前来寻求神。
And not knowing that it was actually God who has seen our weakness and arranged the circumstances around us to bring us back to Him, to seek after Him.
第六节到第八节，我的神啊，我的心在我里面忧闷，所以我从约旦地，从黑门里，从米撒山纪念你。你的瀑布发声，深渊就与深渊响应，你的波浪轰涛漫过我身。白昼耶和华必向我施慈爱，黑夜我要歌颂祷告，是我生命的神。
Psalm 42 verses 6 through 8. Oh my God, my soul is in despair within me, therefore I remember you from the land of the Jordan, in the peaks of Hermon from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep at the sound of your waterfalls. All your breakers and your waves have rolled over me. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and his song will be with me in the night, a prayer to the God of my life.
这个阶段呢，他从第三人称的来称呼神呢，转到他第一人称。
So, now, in this section, the writer changes how he addresses the Lord.
像第六节讲到我的神啊，第八节讲到我生命的神。
Where he speaks of God in a very personal way, in verse 6 and verse 8, he says, My God, and in verse 8, the God of my life.
在经历到一番波折之后，回想到神。
So after experiencing a period of storm and tumult, we remember the Lord.
他不再是回忆和众人一起追求神那个时候的美好的时光。
It is not the sweet hours with all the saints together seeking the Lord, but God himself alone.
这时候他转向了神，乃是来追求神自己。
And he has come to seek the Lord by himself.
我们任何的聚会带给人的或是一时的甘甜兴奋都不能够持久。
So all these gatherings that bring us sweetness and joy, they will not last very long.
唯独回到神的面前，直接从那活水泉源来支取，才能够解人的干渴，永到永远。
Only returning to the Lord himself and drawing from that fount of living water, can we quench our thirst that will spring up within us into eternity?
这时候提到神乃是我生命的神，是神，我的磐石，我的神。
And at this point, God becomes the God of my life, my rock, and my God.
第八节里面是在患难困境中的一个转机。
And verse 8 is a turning point from despair and stress and sorrow.
它也是唯一用到称神为耶和华的地方。
And this is the only place in these two chapters where the writer uses Jehovah.
耶和华呢，这是以色列人对神的一个正当的一个称呼。
And so Jehovah is a proper name for the God of Israel.
也是称道他是守约施慈爱的神。
He's the God of the covenant. And
也表明他是那位永远存在的神。
And speaks of God's eternal nature.
他也是自由拥有的神。
And he is his self-existent nature.
他也是讲到他是信守他的应许的神。
And that he is one who is faithful to his promises.
那么万事万物都要改变，唯有神永不改变。
All things will change, except the Lord will never change.
在第三阶段里呢，我们来看到43章这里讲到要信靠神。
And the third section we'll consider is Psalm 43, the entire chapter.
第三节，求你发出你的亮光和真实，好引导我，带我到你的圣山，到你的居所。
Psalm 43, verse 3. Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling places.
当黎明的光照耀，神的真实显明的时候，
when the dawn declares the morning, we are reminded of the Lord's light.
就像云柱火柱引领人到圣山和神的居所。
Like the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire, which led the Israelites to the holy mountain. We're no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints. We are now members of God's household.
神是我们力量的神，是我们永远的磐石。
He is the God who strengthens us, our eternal rock.
引领我们的脚步走在平安的路上。
He guides our footsteps to walk in the ways of peace.
没有人可以把我们从他手里夺去。
And no one can take us out of his hand.
是何等的平安稳妥。
And how peaceful and quiet that is.
我的心不再忧闷烦躁，你是我喜乐的源头。
My soul will no longer be downcast and disquieted within me. You are the fountain of my joy.
你是永生神，是我生命的神。
You are the living God, the God of my life.
这个时候，作诗的人他的眼目呢，不再注意到自己的失望和难处。
At this point, the psalmist no longer focuses on his own despair and distress.
在43篇第5节这个副歌里面呢，他所唱的不再是像42篇第5节第11节那里头的沮丧、忧闷。And
so the refrain in Psalm 43, verse 5, should not be sung in the same manner as in Psalm 42, verse 5 and 42, verse 11.
而是对着耶和华的信心改变了一切。
So that tone, the downcast tone from the previous chapter will change now to show the faith in Jehovah, which changes his view of all these things.
我们应当仰望神，因为我还要称赞他，他是我脸上的光荣，是我的神。
Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, the help of my countenance and my God.
最后再提到这个约翰福音第4章里面，讲到这撒玛利亚妇人的 故事。
Austin, I want to share about in the Gospel of John, chapter 4, the story of this woman from Samaria.
她对耶稣说，请你给我水喝。耶稣对她说，请你给我水喝。
And so, Jesus said to her, give me some water to drink.
那妇人说，先生，没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？
And she continued to reply to him, Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water?
在深深渊里面的深处，有着那测不透的丰富。
In the depths, the far deep of God's depths, He has these unsearchable riches of fullness.
我们应该如何来支取呢？
So how shall we come to draw from it?
能够来满足我们内心的饥渴贫乏。
In order to satisfy the thirst that we have within ourselves.
那妇人的水罐子乃是神留给每一个人的器皿。
And so the vessel that this woman speaks of is a vessel that the Lord has left to each and every one of us.
这个就是信心。
And that is faith.
神兴起环境来搅动我们里头，回应神向着我们的呼唤。
So God raises up circumstances around us to stir up our souls within us to respond to God's calling.
我们借着信心的水罐子，即便是像伊利芥菜的种子，而神总不会忽略。
And though our water pot of faith may, even if it is small as a mustard seed, God will never forsake us.
神他必要上尖下流的充满你我那小小的器皿。
He will always fill that vessel up to the brim, no matter how small it may be.
因为他满有恩慈和怜悯。
Because he is merciful and full of loving kindness.
信心让我们想起神曾如何的对待我们。
Faith reminds us how the Lord has treated us in the past.
而盼望呢激励我们，而神必不丢弃我们，并要成就他的应许。
And hope stirs up our hearts that God will never forsake us and will fulfill His promises.
让神祝福他的话语，我们彼此来劝勉。
May the Lord uphold His word and, or bless His word and let us encourage one another.
我们再有些祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
当我们应当专业来仰望我们的神。
Lord, we ought to turn our eyes to the Lord.
他是那永活的神，是我的磐石和山寨。
He's the ever-living God. He is our solid rock.
万事万物都要改变，然后唯有我们的神永不改变。
All things in this world may change, except our Lord who never changes.
我要称颂他直到永远。
I will praise Him forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.Praise the Lord. What an intimate and personal God He is. From our sharing, I would just like to turn to a few verses here. First in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. For sake of time,I'll just be reading in English, and if you aren't following in Mandarin, if you could just read along with us. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11.
传道书三章十一节
I'm just going to read one phrase here.
我只读一小段
He's also said,eternity in their heart. He has also set eternity in their heart.
他也说在他的世人的心里
We're going to flip to the New Testament now in James chapter 4.
现在我们翻开新约圣经雅各书第四章。
And I'll just read in English, James chapter 4, verse 14. Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away.
雅各书四章十四节，其实明天如何你们还不知道，你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。
And then in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison.For we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
那个后书四章十七节，十八节。原来我们不是十七节，我们这至暂至轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比、永远的荣耀。原来。我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
First John, chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章。
Verse 15-17.
十五到十七节。
Do not love the world, nor the things in the world.If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. The world is passing away, and also its lusts. But the one who does the will of God lives forever.
约翰一书二章十五到十七节，不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。让我们来到主面前。
Lord Jesus, just open our eyes.
耶稣，请你开我们的眼睛
，to see all that you have in store for us.
可以看到你为我们所继承的一切
，and all that we ought to do here on this short life that we have here.
让明白在这个地上短暂的生活中，我们该如何行。
Your name, pray.
奉你的名祷告，阿门。
So Brother Chris reminded us, we have just 2 days left of the 2024 year.
以前刚刚 Chris 弟兄提醒我们的，我们2004年只剩下两天了。
You see how fast time flies.
你知道时间实在过得太快了。
It's already been 5 years since the frightful day of 2020. And we are now halfway through the second decade of the 21st century.
像刚刚才过了2020年，现在我们在21世纪的第二个十年中已经过了一半了。
With time moving so fast, begin to wonder.
时间是如此之快，我们就要来思想。
Just how many more of these New Years will I be celebrating?
我还有还剩下多少个新年让我可以来庆祝呢？
How many Christmases will be left on my calendar?
我的日历上还剩下多少个圣诞节可以庆祝呢？
When will I face eternity?
我什么时候才能面对永恒呢？
It seems the least appropriate question to ask during a time that should be spent celebrating and hopeful
for the new year is exactly my burden for this time.
这个话题，这个问题好像在现在问是最不合适的，因为我们现在正想要来庆祝新年，也充满希望，对新年充满希望。现在问这样的问题，但是这确实不合适，但是却是我心里的负担。
That very burden is eternity.
我心里的负担就是关于永恒。
And eternity is nearer than we think.
永恒比我想象的要近。
Right at the door of our hearts.
就在我们的心门口。
For today, you're on this side of eternity, and then tomorrow, you're on the other.
你今天你可能在永恒的这一边，明天你就进入永恒的那一边。
You might just take a look at me.
你可能看着我说。
And you might be like, "Bro, you're only 27 years old."
你说哦，你才27岁。
I'm so serious.
你什么这么严肃啊？
Why don't you just, you know, chill out about this talk of death and we worry about it, you know, 50 years later.
哎呀，为什么你在谈论死亡的时候冷静一下？
Well, that was me not too long ago.
那是不久前的我。
But recently this became very fresh to me, this idea of eternity.
但是最近这个永恒的话题在我里面越来越新鲜。
Some of you know what transpired in my family about 2 months ago.
你们中间的一些人可能知道我们家庭中两个月前发生的事情。
I remember it was yesterday. It was around 6:40 a.m. that morning when my alarm woke me up for work on a Friday morning.
好像就发生在昨天一天早上，我的闹钟响了，我是设的6:40，但我要让我的闹钟叫醒我去工作，这是一个星期五。
As I turned off my alarm, I saw on my phone that my family chat was active.
当我把闹钟关掉的时候，我看见我的家庭的微信，我的家庭的聊天处于活动状态。
A notification popped up.
一个通知就出现了。
It was a picture of my cousin.
是我表弟的一张照片。
And typed on that picture were 2 days.
在那张照片中有两个日期。
His birthday, November 22nd, 2006.
他的生日，2006年11月22号。
And another, October 10th, 2024.
另一个日期是2024年10月10号。
My cousin was 17 years old when he was killed.
我的表弟，当他出事的时候才17岁。
And he was just coming home on his usual workout at LA Fitness near his home.
他就像往常一样去 LA 健身中心去健身完回家。
And there.At the intersection of Burnsville Parkway and Interstate 35 West, he entered eternity.
就在那个 Burnsville 大道和35西洲际公路的交汇处，他进入了永恒。
Now, he had already applied to college before he died.
他在去世之前已经申请了大学。
Yearly decision to Rensselaer Polytechnic University.
他申请了 Rensselaer 理工学院。
He aspired to become a mechanical engineer.
他渴慕做一个机械工程师。
And by now, he would have read his acceptance letter.
如果他还活着，现在可能在读他的录取通知书。
Made his two sisters so proud of him.
让他的两个姐妹如此为他如此骄傲。
He would have celebrated his 18th birthday not too long ago.
如果他活着就之前，他也 可能已经庆祝了他的十八岁的生日。
Now, on December 29th, 2024, instead of hanging out with his family in Minnesota or playing Fortnite with his friends, he is now dwelling somewhere in eternity.
今天12月29号，他不再是和他的家人在明尼苏达州在一起，或者和他的朋友一起玩游戏。他现在是在永恒的某一个地方。
And never before had that scripture in James been so fresh. That you are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away.
我这个让我实在是让雅各书里面的经节就活化在我的脑海里。你们不过是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。
And I thought of this a few days after the tragedy.
这个事故出现以后的以后几天，我就思想这个悲剧。
And I thought about this, that if he had the chance, this all would come back to life and share one thing, one word to us. What do you think it would be?
我在思想，如果他不知怎么的，他活过来了，他想跟大家分享一个信息的话，他会说什么样的话呢
？Maybe you live your life to the fullest, chase your dreams, go have fun.
嗯，是不是？哦，你尽情享受生活，追求你的梦想，去快乐的玩吧。
Sounds just like the world, right? What they tell us.
就像世界上是这个世界所告诉我们的。
Now I don't fully know where my cousin is right now.
我不完全知道我的表弟现在到底在哪里。
To be honest, I don't really know if he's with the Lord or not.
实在说，我不知道他现在是不是与主在一起。
But this is one thing I know.
但是我知道一件事。
But whether his soul is in an unspeakable bliss with the Lord or unspeakable torment, he would be pleading one thing to us.
不管他是与主在一起享受那个无以言表的喜乐，还是不与主在一起经历无与言表的痛苦，他都会来请求我们一件事情。
A warning, rather. A warning, either missing out on the joy that he's experiencing right now, or warning us of this eternal torment right now that he's experiencing.
他会来求我们，告诉我们他现在在虽然在世上可能享受很多的快乐，但是现在在那个地方经历了极大的痛苦，他会要提醒我们。
Warning us that whatever you're doing in this world right now, make sure you get it right. Make sure you get it right so that you know exactly where you're ending up in eternity.
他会说，不管你现在在做什么，首先你要与神搞好关系，不管你在哪里，这个是最重要的，因为你就知道你的结局在哪里。
Or was it not exactly what that rich man wanted to tell his loved ones when he went to Hades and was in torment?
就像圣经里那个财主到阴间受苦的时候，他想给他的家人的警告。
You turn to Luke chapter 16, there.Reads that parable.
可以翻开路加福音十六章，我来看一下那个比喻。
And he says to Abraham, who is in paradise with this poor man named Lazarus, and he says this, "Then I beg you, Father," referring to Abraham, "that you send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, in order that he may warn them."So that they will not also come to this place of torment.
Which chapter? 音十六章二十七到二十八节，你的财主他在世上享受荣华，但是后来到阴间去受苦。他对二十七说，财主说，我主啊，就是他对亚伯拉罕说的，既是这样，求你打发拿撒路到我父家去，因为我还有五个弟兄，他可以对他们做见证，免得他们也来到这痛苦的地方。
From this chilling parable, you take away one thing I'll be sharing on for the remainder of this time.
从这个比喻中我们可以学到一件事情，就是我要接下来想分享的。
The world and all its lusts are a deception.
世界和其上的情欲都是一个骗局。
Now if we read in the beginning of that parable, we see a man who lived life to the fullest.
如果我们看这个财主比喻的从开始来看的，从头看的话，他是生活是很充实的。
In verse 19, we see, by that world's definition, here was a man who lived a rich and full, successful life.
实际上，实际上，这个财主，他是过着非常富裕、充实的生活。Dressed in Versace purple and Gucci linen. Gucci 牌子的华美亚麻布衣服。
Joyously living in splendor in Beverly Hills or a nice house in Bourbon County.
很开心的在比伯利山庄的豪华豪宅中生活，或者在新泽西比尔县的这个大屋子里。
Once he entered eternity, it was as if his eyes were opened and the smoke screen of this world finally dissipated.
但是当这个财主进入到永恒的时候，好像他的眼睛给打开了，这世界的烟雾渐渐消失散了。
Once his eyes were opened, he saw his hands that he brought absolutely nothing to the other side.
当他眼睛被打开，他实在看见他的双手实在没有带任何东西到永恒的那边。
Why couldn't he bring anything over?
为什么他不能带来任何东西呢？
Because of what the word of God says in 1 John 2, where it says the world is passing away and also its lusts.
就像约翰一书二章讲的，这世界和其上的情欲都要过去。
You say, of course I know. I'm not bringing any of my designer clothes into heaven. I've had to blow through 3 pairs of Yeezys, right? I know how long they last.
你可能说，我当然知道我可能带我的名牌衣服到天堂，我也知道我穿的那个 Yeezy 牌子的名牌鞋子能够维持多久？因为我知道我没有力气的。
How can I be deceived about that?
我怎么会被欺骗呢？
Well, but how subtle is this deception?
所以这样的欺骗是何等的微妙。
How can I?
何等的。纵容是渐渐的。
How the world will lay these sweet little morsels at your feet, one by one, to keep you distracted.
这个世界是怎样在你的脚下放了一点点的东西来引诱你离开？
To keep you distracted in the form of driven dreams and aspirations.
来将你引开，是用你的梦想和抱负来把你一点点的迷惑引开。
Just enough smoke so that you just keep pushing off the reality of eternity and facing it right in the eyes.
只 有足够的烟幕就可以让你可以远离面对永恒的这个问题，也让你不要面对。
And I'll tell you, at this trickery starts at a very young age.
我可以告诉你，这个样的轨迹从很小的时候就已经开始了。
You're starting when you're just in elementary school, during a time when most of what you're doing in life is just making your parents proud.
当你还在小学的时候，你大多数做的事情就是让你的父母为你骄傲。
You're told by your teachers, wait, if you would just work hard enough, soon you'll be able to hit the crowning jewel, which is to be a fifth grader, be the king of the halls.
我的小仙老师告诉我，你如果学习足够努力的话，不久你就拿到那个皇冠上的那个宝石。你到五年级的时候，你就像那个学校的一个国王一样。
And so, you and your naive little self, you listen and you grind and you work hard, and you're a fifth grader.
你是多么的天真，你就经历了各样的磨练，学读书很努力，然后最终就很快就到了五年级了。
But then something called sixth grade is.
但是前面还有六年级呢。
And then you find out you're new again.
发现自己又成了一个新手新生。
But wait, just three more years of grinding and studying and taking tests.And you'll hit the actual jackpot, which is finally being done with middle school.
但是我就被告知说，哎呀，还有三年，你就磨练三年的磨练，你读书、考试，然后呢，你就会中奖，你就得到了你所要的。
And so 3 years go by, and you're studying, you're taking those tests.Grinding at work, and finally, you get that certificate.
所以三年中学你，初中你就这样的经过各样的学习锻炼考试，然后最终你就拿到了你的证书。
You're the king of the hill.
你是山中之王了。
Only to find out that you're new again.
但是呢，发现你又成了一个新生，新手。
Here comes high school.But wait, just 4 more years. And then something called freedom is at your fingertips.
然后被告诉说，哎呀，还有4年的努力的话，你就你的成功就在你的手指间了。
And this is where it's at. This is what you really want.
就是这样，这是一种
And so 4 more years you're pressing through. 4 more years you're resume building, you're volunteering, playing sports, studying for ChatGPT.
有四年你又非常的努力，你参加体育活动，用 ChatGPT 读书，然后呢制作你的简历。
SATs, ACTs, extracurriculars, AP exams.
Yeah, 你参加 SAT 考试 ACT 考试课外活动还有 AP 考试
You're looking at colleges, you're going on college tours, you're asking teachers for college recs.
你查找大学，你去大学去看看参观，然后你让向老师寻求推荐信。
Writing colleges, college essays, ChatGPT, waiting for colleges.
你申请大学，然后写大学用 ChatGPT 来写大学的要求的论文，然后等待大学对你的回复。
Until finally, college acceptance letter.
我知道最终你得到了大学录取通知书。
And then you made it.
你成功了。
Everything you spent your last 13 years of education for.
你过去的十三年一切在教育中所花费的所努力的
all the money your parents spent on you, all the late hours running cross country, the countless SAT practice tests, finally they paid off.
你父母给你所花的一切的金钱付费用，还有你在为了越野赛跑所熬夜，一切你所做的无止境的 SAT 模拟题考试都得到了回报。
But only to find out that you're nobody again.
哦，你只会发现你又成了一个菜鸟。
Before you have a chance to think about what you've accomplished, soon college professors and advisors are telling you that this is just the beginning.
哦，你当大学的时候，到了大学以后，你的教授还有指导老师都说，哎呀，这才是个开始呢。
For just four more years, and finally, the dream you've all been waiting for, the dream you've dreamt of ever since you were in kindergarten, getting to be what you wanted to be when you grew up.
四年以后，你就发现了你一直所寻求的梦想，这个梦想从你可能从你还在幼稚园的时候就开始了，就是想成为你想所成为的人。
Just four more years.
哦，只需要再四年就可以了。
So there you are again. Resume building, running, volunteering, doing internships now.
哦，所以再一次也是制作简历，还有这次还要加上所有的一切。还要加上申请实习。
You're pushing, you're pushing, you're pushing through. So finally, you look up. There's a very weird square on your head.
做这样一切的努力，最后发现你头上有一个很奇怪的一个方块。
And the president of the university gives you a fancy letter. You can't read it because it's in cursive.
大学校长给了你一个。一张非常精美的纸。你可以读一下，因为非常鼓励人的。
Your parents are there, tears rolling down their eyes, more so because of the debt they're in, for your college tuition.
你的父母在那里，哦，眼泪从他们的眼眶流出来。当然是因为他们为你感到如此骄傲，另外一个可能也是因为他们为你负债累累。
They're very proud of you.
他们，你非常的骄傲。
Only to find out, there's no job waiting for you.
后来发现现实是什么呢？没有工作在等着你。
No boss giving you the keys to the dream job that you wanted.
没有老板会给你通往你梦想的那个钥匙。
But once you get that dream job, you're set.
但是你当然一旦得到了这个你梦想的工作以后，你好像就安定下来了。
So you fight your way with the 10 million other applicants gunning for that dream job of yours. And you're on LinkedIn, you're on job application websites, and you're interviewing, endless scrolling.
其实你又开始了新的工作了，你就在和你一样的同样。想同一个工作的数百万的人一起来申求职者一起来申请，你要等待让他们来面试你，然后给你
So finally, you get that job, that letter. You are now official, non-dependent of your parents, and now you can buy your own tax.
最终你拿到了这份工作。所以你可以说你不再成为你父母的受抚养人了，你可以自己报税了。
Then you settle in, you move out, you do whatever you got to do to get a close commute to work.
然后你就安顿下来，从家里搬出来，然后找一个地方可以离厂干近一点的住处。
You start scrolling on social media and then.You realize, oh shoot, all my friends are married. They look so happy in those photos.
接下来你又在社交媒体上发现，哦，我的朋友们好像要结婚了，嗯，他们在那个照片发出来的照片看上去这么的快乐。
So that now becomes your goal to finally settle with the love of your life, because that will just make your life complete, as Instagram tells you.
我就像你会有就是说，这个结婚就成了你的目现当时的目标了。
And so you do just that, and then finally that void is filled.
So you
get a text from your parents. Yeah, where are my grandkids? And you scroll on social media and you see all these cute little babies and look so happy. Before you know it, your own son is coming, and then that becomes your life. And you start scrolling and seeing now your friends' kids getting trophies and soccer medals and honor rolls.
You
start thinking, maybe I should get on that. And then so you start enrolling your kids in enrichment programs and extracurriculars, and soon they're off to college.
So you just, 哎呀，又在社交媒体上查，然后就把你的孩子，嗯，来让他们。
And then one day, finally, when all the distractions are gone and there's nothing for you to look forward to, you press the pause button. You look in the mirror, and half your life is gone. You got back pain, you're deteriorating. And you then remember, back when you were a middle school student, and you were thinking, once I get to the top of the hill, I'll be set. And you look at where you're standing, exactly where your middle school self dreamed to be. You're on top of that hill, but then there's nothing
there.
And death is at the door. You never once looked at it in the face. Because all this time, the world was just so good at promising you empty dreams. Once you get past this hurdle, once you attain this and attain that, upgrade yourself on the corporate ladder, you won't want more.
We'll
reach eternal bliss only to find out that it didn't satisfy you one day.
对，永恒里面的喜乐，这上的一切是不能让我们有一点的满足。
That's because they're exactly what the Bible says they are.
这就是圣经里面所说的去死念。
Just vapors in the wind. The mists that you see when you walk outside on a cold morning, breathe.
像一块云雾，就像你在冬天寒冷的冬天出外呼一口气，就像那个雾气一样。
One second breaths.
只是一秒钟的呼吸。
But you just couldn't see through the smoke screen.
但是你就实在是不能透过烟幕看得清楚。
And suddenly, you're about to cross that great divide and stand before God with that rich man and the 100 billion other people who passed before you with hands that brought nothing with them.
我有一天突然意识到，你到了永恒的那一边，站在神的面前，就与那个财主和在你前面走过的数亿计、千万亿计的人一样，站在神的面前。
And this is the great deception.
这是一个极大的欺骗。
This world will satisfy.
所以就是说，这个世界能让你满足，这是个巨大的骗局。
And the next sweet morsel, that goal that's right now in your head, whatever you're looking forward to.We'll give you that hit that you were always looking for.
就像他一直就像那个甜点一样，一直在引诱，说：“哎呀，你就是再努力一点，你就达到了那个目标了。我们会给你这世界说的。”
And maybe you're not feeling that emptiness just yet.
没准你心里还没有那个空虚感。
Maybe the feeling of urgency is not hitting.
没准那个紧迫感也不强烈。
Because you just have so much to look forward to, so much excitement in your life. 2025.
你在新年2025年，你有期待了很多的事情，有很多兴奋的事情你要期待。
And so you just tell yourself, later, I'll get right with God. Later, I'll serve Him. I'm too busy right now.
所以你就说：“哎呀，再等一等啊，我再与神和好，再等一等，我再服侍他。”
How conniving that lie is！
我这个谎言是多么的渐渐的纵容了我们，引诱了我们。
There's no hurry. Eternity's not for a long while.But here's what's so conniving about it. So what's so conniving about it is that this lie hasn't just been bought by the millions of unbelievers, but dare I say, by most of Christendom.
这是多么的欺骗，一个纵容。这个不仅被数百万计的非信徒、不信的人接受，甚至也在基督教世界里面被广泛接受。
This deception has plagued the church such that we're just so complacent in our spiritual condition. In which we echo with the Laodiceans, I am rich and have become wealthy.
就是我们好像跟那个老底下教会的想象的一样，说我们 已经富足，你发了财，什么都不缺，一点都不缺，一样不缺。
I just ask you to forgive me if I'm too severe.
如果我太严肃的话，请原谅我。
But is not this urgency warrants?
但是这个紧迫感是有必要的。
Just in the same way that 2025 is right around the corner, so is eternity.
就像2025年已经就在来到门口了，这个永恒也就在近处。
So knowing that, how ought we to respond?
我们知道这些，我们应该如何来回应呢？
So let's just turn to Matthew chapter 6.
我们来翻开马太福音第六章。
It says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth." I'll just read it again. "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." And so that verse 19 and 20, here it says, to store up treasures in heaven, not on earth.
十九节讲的，不要为自己积的财宝在地上，二十节只要积的财宝在天上。
Now why would the Lord tell us that unless our destiny is not here on this earth, but on the other side of eternity?
为什么主会告诉我们呢？因为我们的结局不是在这地上，乃是在永恒里。
Have you considered this thought?
如果你思想这样的话，
Have you considered this thought?
你想过这个吗？
That true life, real life, is not in this 80-year span of life here on earth.
真实的生活不是在这地上，在一个八十年这个寿命当中。
What if I told you that the joys that we experience here are just but a fraction of the joys that we were made to know?
如果我告诉你，我们在地上享受的这个喜乐，跟我们所被告知的喜乐是无与伦比的，只是很小一部分的话。
What if I told you now that we'll be even busier in our next life, but not just hacking away at a drab Excel sheet, but our vocation in eternity will be a million times more fulfilling than any of our current occupations or hobbies.
如果我告诉你，我们以后还会更忙的，我们在新的生命中，我们会不是像那个枯燥的在那些打印敲 Excel sheet， 我们的职业是比现在要更加的充实一百万倍。
Just read the book of Revelation.
只要读启示录就知道。
That book of Revelation was not meant to just instill fear in us about apocalyptic judgments to come.
其实都不是说要灌输我们的害怕对着将来的审判。
But it was written to wake the church up, to see that what we were made for was not this world and all of its decaying and corruptible establishments.
而是来要唤醒教会，就是我们的结局不是在这个世界上它的败坏的系统里。我们是在天上。
But for what will come on the other side of that heavenly shore?
而是在我们在 天的那一边彼岸的永恒里。
Our destiny is not that 9 to 5. No, it is in that vocation that will be ours, serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
我们的职业不是朝九晚五的地上的工作，我们的真正的职业是那服侍万王之王、万主之主。
Our end is not in an earthly covenant with a husband or earthly wife, but in eternal marriage, the union with the Lamb, in whom are the unsearchable riches that will take an eternity to discover and enjoy.
我们不是在地上与妻子和丈夫立约，我们是与羔羊在立的永远的约定，是一个婚姻的关系，我们这个快乐需要永恒来享受这个喜乐。
Our purpose is not to establish our own earthly kingdom, but to become a glorious part of His, a precious stone, emblazoned with His glory.
我们不是在这地上建立自己的王国，我们是要在他的荣耀中有份，成为他新耶路撒冷，成为一些耶路撒冷镶嵌的宝石。
We will be reigning with him forever and ever.
你要与他作王，直到永永远远。
What a destiny we were made for.
我们被造的结局是何等的荣耀。
A glorious destiny filled with unspeakable things that make any joy on this earth pale in comparison.
这个荣耀的结局让我们在世界上所有一切的喜乐都无法比拟。
I'll just say this one thing here, because I do apologize for just going way over time here, but I just will say one thing. This destiny requires investment.
我只想说一个，这个结局需要我们去投资。
Requires stored treasure.
要需要我们积累财宝，积攒的财宝。
If you could just imagine the life of a caterpillar.
你可以想象毛毛虫的生命。
From the moment it hatches, it has an instinct to know that it was not meant to stay as one.
它刚刚孵化的时候，它里面的本能就知道，它不可能就一直维持到那样的状态。
That its true form is not to stay as the worm that it is.
它真正的形态不是说它一直要成为那个蠕虫。
But even a caterpillar knows that a butterfly transformation will not happen overnight.
甚至那毛毛虫都知道，这毛毛虫的蝴蝶的转变不是发生在一夜之间。
And so that biological clock starts ticking.And every waking moment of its life is eating and eating and eating.
So it 里面的生物钟就开始滴答作响，所以它生命中每个醒着的时候，它就一直在吃。
Diligently it eats to the point where it eats up to 200 times its birth weight.
它这样勤奋一直在吃，使它的体重超过它出生体重的200倍。
And as a caterpillar, what sense would this make?
这个毛毛虫它有这样的感觉吗？
Or the bigger it gets, it's the harder it is to move and live. We all can attest.
它长得越大的话，它就很难行动或者是生活。
But this caterpillar does not care.
但是这个毛毛虫不在乎。
For it knows that its end is not in this 2D caterpillar bound life.
因为他知道他的结局不是这个二维的毛毛虫的生命。
Assume the time comes when it's finally right. It begins its transformation.
当时机一到，他就开始了转变。
So brothers and sisters, if a simple caterpillar knows that investment is needed, how can we be so foolish to not see that the same is required for our destiny?
如果甚至连毛毛虫都知道它需要转变蝴蝶需要投资的话，我们如果都不知道有这样的必要的话，是多么的愚蠢。
Only those who invest, who store for treasures in heaven, only those will reap what they sow.
只有那些经常参谋在天上的人，他才能够收获所播种的。
Not in sowing any bit of the earthly treasures.
不是在收获地上的任何宝藏。
In storing and investing starts now.
我们的在天上的投资就要从现在开始。
It starts here, and I mean literally here, in the church.
就现在就开始，就在这里开始，在教会开始。
It starts on a tiring Tuesday night for a prayer meeting.
他从星期二的祷告会开始，这样很疲劳了。
It starts on a rainy and cold evening for Friday Bible study.
是从星期五查经，虽然是在一个下雨和寒冷的晚上。
It starts in a phone call, talking and loving on a brother who is just so hard to love.
是给一个实在是难以爱上他的那个弟兄打电话，跟他谈论很爱他。
And it starts in an awkward conversation with a loved one who doesn't yet know about Jesus.
是从不信主的对和不信主的家人谈论耶稣基督开始。
And I pray it starts now.
我们的祷告也是从现在开始。
For 2025 may actually never come.
你2025年可能再也不会来。
Today is only guarantee.
我只能保证有今天。
But I will tell you that if in 2 days 2025 does come,
但是我可以告诉你，如果过了两天，2025年真的来到了。
See it as one more day in this caterpillar life.
我们想象它曾是我们又一天的毛毛虫的生活。
One more year.
又一年。
To live for the Lord.
为着主而活。
To invest for the best part of life that is yet to come.
为着那将来的生命来投资。
A life to come with an eternal weight of glory, far beyond all comparison.
这将来的生命是这地上是无与伦比的荣耀。
Far beyond all the greatest joys that this world has to offer.
远远超过这地上可以，这个世界可以给我们的喜乐。
And come, it will.
他一定会来的。
For yet, in a very little while, he who is coming will come. Not delay.
因为还有一点点时间，那要来的就来，并不迟延。
Come, Lord Jesus.
主啊，愿你快来。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord Jesus, we just ask for your mercy.
主啊，我们实在是求你的怜悯。
For your The one who will come and will not delay.
因为你是那要来的，并不迟延。
May you find us ready.
愿你发现我们都准备好了。
In Jesus' name, pray.
奉主基督耶稣的名祷告。
阿门。阿门。Apologize for that time.
抱歉。